So we're continuing with our theme from chapter 1 in Ken's journey through the text of A Course in Miracles. And we've been, for the last couple of weeks, looking at the theme of Jesus. And we've been looking at contrasting really the view, the traditional view of Jesus and how the world and how certainly the West has viewed Jesus with who Jesus is in the Course and Helen's perceptions of Jesus and the corrections really over time that he tried to make her aware of in terms of who he is. So we're going to continue to explore that a little bit more in terms of Ken's commentary. And one of the things that I've been encouraging people to do is to think about, you know, what are your perceptions of Jesus? Are there, you know, what kind of baggage are you bringing along from your own previous concepts and experience of Jesus within our Western culture and Western religions? Because those kinds of things can get in the way then of really recognizing who the Jesus of the Course is, what it is that he represents, which Ken says he really is a symbol of the oneness and a symbol of the love that's reflected in the right mind.